Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now on Masachet Nida Daf Yod Dalid Amud Aleph, continuing with our study of the second parak. Derech Benot Yisrael Meshamshot B'Shnei Edim, Echad Lo Ve'Echad La. So the way that Benot Yisrael have relations is they use two cloths, one for him, one for her, after Bia. Vatznuot Netaknot Shlishi. Those who are very pious have a third one, the Takenet Habayit, which seems to imply checking beforehand. Nimtzal Shalona, what are the implications of this? If they find Dam on his Eid, Tmein v'chayvin Korban, then first of all, they're both Tamei, she's Tmei as a Nida, he's Tamei as a Boel Nida, and they have to bring a Korban Chatat for violating Nida. B'shogeg. Nimtzal Shala, if it's found on hers, Otiyom, meaning immediately, and we'll discuss what that means, Tmein v'chayvin v'korban, same as his. Nimtzal Shala l'charzman, if it's found on hers after a time, we have to see what that time is, Tmein misafek, which means they're both Tamei Misafek, Ftumim Min HaKorban, there is no Korban. Now, Ezo HaKharzman, what is that time? That enough time for her to get off of the bed and to wash up below in the genital area. If she sees after that time, this is the Bedika later and sees, then she has a regular mate late. Vanamatamet Boala and her husband she had relations with does not have any Tumat Boel Nida. Bekiva Omer Afmatamet Boala. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, he does. Modim Chachom, Rabbi Kiva, Raketim, Tamat Bo'ala. But Chachom agree that if she sees a Ketem instead, then there is Tumat Bo'al Nida to her husband, and we'll have to see what that, in what context. Machloket, Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. Benechus to Madam Machola too. Why don't we think that maybe this blood that she found on the Eid immediately, is from a louse, and therefore there's no Tumat at all? The first version of Rabbi Zeiro's statement is that place is checked for lice, meaning lice are never there. There's another version where instead of baduk, he said dachuk, which means it's too hard for it to get in. So my benai, what's the difference between them? If he found on the aid kind of a string of lice, if you say it's baduk, then this lice came from somewhere else, and the dam that's elsewhere on the eid is from her. But according, if you say it's tachuk, then it could be that the louse itself was the thing, and that the male member kind of quashed it, and that's how it got there. And then it would not have tumah. Now, itmar badka be'eda badukla. Let's say she had an eid that she knew had been clean. She had checked it before; it was clean. Tachato b'yirechan. It's nighttime; she can't look at it, so she tucked it into her thigh. The next day she looked and found dam. So Rav Tmeat Nida, 100% tuma. So Rav Shimbachia said to his rabbi, he said, "Vachoshesh damarlan, you taught us chosheshet, which means she safek tuma." So, but the reality is, Yitman Amar Shmuel Tmeat Nida, b'chin Rabbi Midrash Tmeat Nida. Shmuel also says vaday Tmeat, and also in the Beit Midrash that's what they taught. Now we have a similar kind of case. Itmar badka be'ed she'eno badukla. Let's say she checked with an aid that is not, she didn't know to be clean. V'nechato b'kufsa, she put it into a basket at night. Machar matzah alav dam, the next day she saw a dam. Rav Yosef kol Rav Shemchia timei. Rav Chia, his entire life, and this makes it sound like it's a fairly common occurrence, would say that that's tamei. Ula itzik nato, when he got older, tiher. He said it's tahor. Question is, what does that mean? Ibayelu, achi kamar, klaimav timei mishum nida, ula itzik nato, tiher mishum nida, timei mishum ketem. Is it that when he was younger, he said it was nida vadai, like the case we had with the thigh, and when he got older, he says, "No, it's not that, but it's at least a ketam, which is tumad rabbanan." Odilma koyim av tumei mishum ketam. Maybe his entire life, when he was younger, he said it was like ketam. Well, they think nato tiyar me levelo klum, and later on, he said it's tahor legamre. So let's see. Toshma etanya, but kabe shem adukla v'nichato v'kufsa. Exactly our case of machamat salav dam. Rabbi Omer tumei mishum nida. Rabbi says out and out nida. And Rabbi Chia, who were trying to figure out what he meant, amar tumei mishum ketam, disagrees with Rebbe, who is his Rebbe, and says that it is Ketem. Now, of course, this conversation could only take place when Rav Chia was already older. When he was younger, first of all, he was in Bavel, he hadn't made Aliyah yet, and second of all, he wouldn't disagree with Rebbe. So that means that when Rabbi Chia was older, he still held it was Ketem, which means he was younger, he said it was full Nida. Let's hear the argument. So Bechia said to Rebbe, don't you agree that there has to be a minimum size of the dam on the Eid to call her Tmeah, which is the size of a Ketam? We'll get to that later in the Masachet. So Amar Le'aval, Rebbe said, you're right. So Amar Le'aval, B'chia said, Im Kain, Afatasito Ketem, so you have to judge it like a Ketem. So Rebbe Savar, Rebbe's whole position was as follows. You needed to be that shear to know that it's not blood from some louse. Once we're sure that it's her dam, therefore it came from her body, and therefore it's full nida. So my love is Nutokai, isn't this when he's older? As I said, now we know what Rabbi Yosef meant. Here's a story. Rebbe's chaver, Bishmar Rabbi Yossi, whose father Rabbi Yossi was Rebbe's Rebbe. Rebbe was praising this particular Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa. Adam Gadol, he said he's a very important guy, very scholarly guy. So now, Amarlo Rebbe, Shmuel Rebbe Yossi said to Rebbe, when he comes to visit you, send him to me, I want to see how great he is. Kiata, when he came, Amarlo, buy me nai milta. So, he said, ask me something. So, buy me nai, asked him, but come, our exact case, mahu, what's the din? So, Amarlo, Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi said back to him, kedivrei abba imalach, Okadivrei Rebbe Malach. Do you want me to tell you what my father, Rabbi Yossi, said, or do you want me to know, tell you what Rebbe said? Amale Kadivrei Rebbe Malach. So Rabbi Chama said, tell me what Rebbe said. So Rabbi Shmuel, so Shomim Alav Dadal Gadol Hu? He said, this is an Adam Gadol. Heachim Yichin Devei Rav Shomim Devei Talmid. Since when do you ignore the Rebbe in favor of a student? Who's Rebbe? My father, Rabbi Yossi, was his Rebbe. He had a reason for that. He was clued in, but he said, Rebbe, Resh Batifta, who is the, he's the head of the yeshiva. Shchich Rabban Kameh, he has students in front of him all the time. So they sharpen each other, so he may have a better handle on it. Okay, now my Rebbe Yossi. Why did Racham Abisa ask to hear Rebbe's words, but what were the two versions that Bishma was offering? So Tana, the following, Rebbe Mitameh, Rebbe Yossi Mitaher. In our case, Rebbe says Tameh, and Rebbe Yossi says Tahor. That Rebbe was Mitameh just like Rebbe Meir was. Rebbe Yossi is following his own Shita. Titania, what's the background of that? If a woman was urinating and saw Adam, if she's standing up, then she's Tmeya. If she's seated, then she's Tehora. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Ben Kach Ben Kach Tehora. In either case, she is Tehora. Okay? So, Amr Rav Acha Bered the Rav Rashi. V'ha Amr Rabbi Yossi V'chanina K'shetim Rav Meir L'tim Yav M'shum Ketam. Wait a second. Rabbi Yossi V'chanina L'tim said that Rav Meir in that Breita did not mean she was Tmeya Nida, but just Tmeya M'shum Ketam. And Rebbe Mishum Nida Kamar, but Rebbe Zera said that Rebbe was following Rebbe Meir, and he said that and Rebbe we know said it was full on Nida. Say Amar Le Anach Kamrinan Ki Amar He Mishum Nida Itmar. He said, yeah, in our version, unlike Rebbe Yosef Chanina, when Rebbe Meir said Tmeya, he meant Tmeya Mishum Nida, and that's why I align the two. Okay, back in the Mishnah, we said Nimsa Shala Otyom Tmein. If we find it on hers immediately, then Tmein. From Ezer Shu Veset. So how long is that? So we have this earlier. It's as if you have two standing right by a door. So as soon as one comes out, the other comes in. Therefore, the best you can do is kinuach. By the time you do a full bedika, it's already too late. So that's what the otiyom is. So what's the acharzman? So we said that then it's made misafek. So we said that patur mi korban. A brayta says chayvin hasham talui. They have to bring an hasham talui for safek if they violated nida, as we saw not long ago in our study of Masachet Kretot. Time down my time. So if you remember in Kretot, Daf Yud Zayin, there's a big discussion about what defines a safek. And then our Tana held by inan chaticha mishtei chatichot. You have to have two pieces sitting there, one chaylev, one shuman. You ate one, you don't know which one it was to be chayv hasham talui. Not that there's one piece where you don't know its identity. And here, clearly, it's one piece you don't know its identity. Okay, Ezo Acharzman. So we said Acharzman is after she comes, enough time to get off the bed and wash up. Ramini, Ezo Acharzman, we have a Breita that has a different take. What's Acharzman? Pirsho Belozer Vitzado, Kadesha Toshit Yada Tacharakar, Tacharakas, we told Eid, Eid Vitiv Dokbo. Enough time for her to reach underneath the pillow, take out a cloth, and use it for Bedika. That's enough time. And we're going to call that, right now we're just going to play with some numbers, we're going to call that 30 seconds and the other one a minute. Getting off the bed. So Rav Chista, my achar. Rav Chista says, you're right. And in the Mishnah, when it said, enough time to get off the bed, that means that's already too late. So then we have three times. There's immediate, There's enough time to get the bedika, and then now there is too late, which is getting off the bed. But exactly speaking about that shear of getting off the bed and washing, as we said, if you find it afterwards, then the tmein misafek, I mean, that's in that second time period. And ezo achazman, kedishteri namitav, tzidech paneha. Shav Chista explains, achikamar ezo achazman, what's after that time? Shazit yadal, tachar akar, tachar akas, we told Eid v'tivtok bo, enough time to check, go underneath the pillow and pull out a cloth and check. But if she waits longer, we'll call that this minute. That's where Bekim and Chacham have the disagreement in the later time about whether or not there's too much boel nida for the husband. Ah, the acharkach tani. Acharkach means we had the time of getting off and washing, and then afterwards. So hachikamar, this is what it means according to Chista. Zehu acharkach shenachukur b'Bekim v'Chachamim. The acharkach that Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim disagreed about is if she waited long enough to get off the bed and wash up. So the shear is enough time to reach under the pillow and pull out a bedika cloth and check. That's Rav Chista. Rashi Amar, idivirichat shiurahu. Both things are the same amount of time. Enough time to reach underneath and take a cloth or to get off the bed and wash. Eid biyada, if she has the cloth in her hand, enough time to get off and wash. Eid biyada, if she doesn't have it in her hand, shashit yada, tacharako, tacharako, so he told Eid v'tivtokbo, enough time to grab it and to check. Good, so we have machlok Rav Chista and Rashi about whether this time mentioned in the Mishnah is still within the time frame or is after the time frame. All right, so now, Meitavei, watch this challenge. Ezu acharzman, what's too long? Tavaza Shal Relozer of Tzadok, who was the author of our aid piece, Vecham Me'usha, he asked the Chacham Me'usha, and he said, what's acharzman? Evidently, they didn't know. So, V'yamar Lahem, Shemak Rabbi Akiva Temorim, perhaps you hold like Rabbi Akiva, and that's why you don't have his man, because it doesn't matter, because even if you find it later, there's still too much boel nida. Shvatam Bo'ala, Amrulo lo Shemana, no, we don't know, because we don't have a tradition, not because we hold like Rabbi Akiva. So, Marlaim, Kach, Peshucha, Chacham Yavna. I'll tell you what they said in Yavna. Lo Shada Kadesh, Rabbi Amitab, Dechapanea, Toch Zmanuze. If she didn't wait long enough to get off the bed and wash down there, then that's called Toch Hazman. Utvein Misafek. Ufturin mi korban, and they're not chayim in a korban, v'chayavim ma'asham talui. Based on the brayta that we saw, there is an asham talui. Shata, kadesh, dreimina, mitav, dech, panev, she waited that long, then, achar is manuzet, that's already after time. V'cheng, shata, me'et late, mikidil, pikidil, if she waited, made late, then, bo'ala, matam, mishum, maga, then the husband, and this is a new component, does have tumah mishum, maga, because after all, me'et late, we said she has tumat maga, which means anything she touched has tumat maga, and for a husband who had relations with her during that 24-hour period, has tumat maga. And I'm talking about boel nida, but not boel nida, so he has tumat erev, not tumat shiva. Kiva mar av metam shum boel, and of course, Rabbi Kiva l'shitato says there is tumat boel nida. V'yom rosh Rabbi Yochum and Zakai Omeri has another take, which is ba'ala nechas lechal makter k'torid. Her husband, if it's a coin, can go in and do the k'torid. He's got no tumat whatsoever. Now, that's the bright, though. We're going to look back at this, but we now understand according to Rav Chista why the Rabbanan are Matayer, because according to Rav Chista, once it's been long enough to get off and wash up, that's already the third time, and the Rabbanan say you're Tahor. Rav Ashi, am I Matayer Rabbanan? According to Rav Ashi, why are the Matayer? According to Rav Ashi, that's still within the second time, because it's the same amount of time. Chitema de'ein eid biyada, maybe it's a case where she doesn't have the eid in her hand, so therefore it's longer. So ha'id bi'adav ve'in bi'adav, by the way, then the text shouldn't be enough time to get off. It should be if she does or doesn't have the eid in her hand. So the answer is kashi. Rav Ashi is a little bit difficult here. Now, Rav Yehudah ben Rosh Torah, so he said, in this bright that her husband is totally tahor. Wait a second, her husband had relations with her during 24 hours before she saw Dam. So that's maganida. At least he has to wait to materev. So, Hudamarka Shammai, the answer is that this Rabbi Yehuda said, held like Shammai. Makonashim Dayan Shatan. We have Dayan Shatan, unless, you know, extraordinary case, but generally it's Dayan Shatan, like the first Mishnah in our Masechet. And therefore, there is no retroactive Tumah. If it's Tavkul Adavi Balkari, but wait a second. If he had relations with her, that means he had an emission. And therefore, he's got Tumat Keri. The answer is Shalom Gemar Biyato. He didn't complete the Biyah. Okay, at the end of our Mishnah, we said Chachamim agree that if it's a ketem, there is a tumat boel nida. So Amar Rav l'mafreya. Rav says that means retroactive to when the ketem is from. Rameir, and that follows Rameir. Ushmuel amar mikanu lahaba. No, it means that if she saw ketem and afterwards they have relations, you got tumat boel nida for a barani. So mikanu lahaba pshito. It's a no-brainer that if they have bia after she saw ketem, that he's got tumat boel nida. So ma'ud etema hoel made later abaran machtam drabaran. After all, ketamim is a tumat drabaran, and so is made late. Ma made late lamatanet boel. According to chachamim, there is no retroactive tuma on boel nida. For the mate late. So maybe Ktamim also, even from then on, until she actually sees Dam coming out, or an Abdika, that there's no Tumat Boel Nida. So Kamash Blunt, there is. So why really is there? Because in the case of mate late, we didn't see anything back then, we're just now retrofitting it 24 hours. But here, there's Ketam, there is Dam.
Parallel to Machloket Rav and Shmuel at Bavel. In Bavel. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next piece of the Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.